This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So Leslie Kane, let's go into that process a little bit further. So this is something that came naturally to them. But what is their process? Do they go into some kind of trance? Does it just happen? Do they have to focus themselves in a certain way to tune into the needs of a particular person?
Well, the mental medium, such as what we're talking about now, don't go into trance. They're in full waking consciousness. And I think they all have their own process that they might go through right before a reading where they sit quietly with themselves or tune in or, they have their own little rituals that they do. But when you're on the phone with them, they're just fully present. It's like a regular conversation you'd have with anybody. They're just delivering this information and you're sitting there having your mind blown by the accuracy of it. But there's no trance. There's nothing weird about it at all. It's just, okay, they'll say, I hear such and such, and they'll give you information. And sometimes the information is sort of, the interesting thing is they often don't know what they're saying or what it even means. They will say something that you have to interpret, and they will ask you if it makes sense. As long as it makes sense to you, they're satisfied. But they don't usually even know what the information means themselves, which is, another point suggesting that it's pretty hard to fake these things. I'm flipping through the book here. I mean, here's an example. Like, I remember for one of them, for instance, when Sandra was bringing through information connected to Bud Hopkins, she said at one point, the month of April, she referred to the word April having significance. But she didn't know why or what it meant. And it turns out that we've been talking about Bud's family and his second wife, who was the mother of his daughter, his name was April. And then she would say something like, I hear the song Amazing Grace. And she didn't know why either. And it turns out that Bud's daughter was named Grace. So there's a lot of things that come through like that where the medium doesn't know what it means, but it has a great meaning to the person listening.
And the way this is happening, there's no way she could look up a bio of Bud Hopkins because she doesn't even know that's the person you're trying to contact.
Exactly, because she didn't even know my name. So she couldn't have even looked me up ahead of time. She didn't know my name. She didn't know anything about me. What's really stunning, sometimes they'll get the name of the person, too. I think Sandra said his name was Bubby or Bub or something. It was very close to the real name. Oh, then I think she might have even gotten the name Elliot. Yeah, I'd have to find it in my book. But I do list all the specific things that she did say for people who read the book. And they're very stunning. This is one of the ones that really stood out for me with Bud Hopkins. I'll never forget it. She said, you're going to think I'm completely nuts, and I don't know what any of this means, but here goes. And she says, do you remember the movie E.T.? And I say, yes. And she says, well, I'm getting a picture of the little boy in the movie pointing at the alien or pointing at the creature and saying, Elliot, Elliot. She said, I don't know why I'm giving you this, but there it is. What was so stunning about that was not only did it involve an alien being, which Bud studied for his whole life, his whole career in the UFO field was studying abductions by alien beings. But the second part of it was that his name was Elliot. Bud's actual real name was, his first name was Elliot. And so here you have a double whammy. You have this young boy mentioning the name of the person, the deceased person, and also pointing to an alien. And this was from a woman who knew nothing about who this person was or what his interest was. This just came through her. I thought that was, that was very, very specific. That's what was so powerful about it. Very specific.
That is fascinating.
Yeah, when they say general things like, this is another trick that mediums will do, or you might have a reading that's not very powerful, a medium will say very generalized thing like, oh, this person loved you very much, or oh, this person had a great sense of humor, or this person says that maybe you don't feel confident right now about your job, or, sort of basic generalizations like that that could apply to a lot of people. But when they say something extremely specific involving names, that's a different order. And this medium was doing that a lot in the reading.
Well, I think it's important too, when, you know, with mediums, I mean, they won't always be right. It's incredibly difficult to tap into information, and I think a good medium will also be very forthright about that. You know, you can't get everything correctly, just like you can't when you're researching UFOs. This is an unknown, and sometimes you have access to things and sometimes you don't, but this is an important area of study, and there are people that have gifts in this regard, which I think we all do, and I want to ask you a question about that. I mean, do you think that if we all had a good meditation practice, or we were spiritual, or we really dedicated a portion of study to this, could we tap into some of these own things that mediums do, intuitives, to pick up messages?
Gosh, I have no idea, Erica. I mean, I'm assuming everybody's different and everybody has a different way of connecting, and I would have no idea. I bet you know more about that than I do.
Okay. Well, I think it is fascinating because I've always studied, I believe personally that we all have an intuitive ability. I think that's just part of us. But I think through time, through just we're being dumbed down. And so we're not accessing that intuitive ability, or we're not appreciating it enough. We become so overly sensitized with things. So it's curious, but we do all have that. And it's amazing to see some people that are really honed in on their skills.
I agree. Yeah, it is amazing. And it's true. Mediums are not always accurate, of course. And in every reading, I mean, the reading I had with Sandra, that it was so extraordinary, there were some things she said that made no sense at all to me. And their understanding of that is, when that happens, what Sandra told me was she feels that it's because she's not properly interpreting what's being given to her. They have to sort of interpret. Sometimes they're just, she says it's like seeing colors or seeing images or hearing something, and they have to interpret it to a certain extent, or somehow, you know, bring it forward in a way that connects with the sitter. And she feels like sometimes she isn't able to do that, and that's why some of the information doesn't come out accurately. So
is it also possible here that if they have such abilities, they only come through every so often? So most of the time they're kind of faking it. They're doing cold readings, and then every so often they get something that has more significance.
I mean, it may be true for some mediums. I don't think that Sandra would probably be doing cold readings. I think she would be maybe just providing a lot of inaccurate information, and for whatever reason. Because when you don't know who the person is and you're on the phone, you can't really do cold readings very easily. Or she just may be inaccurate. I don't know. I know that there is a lot of inconsistency from one reading to the next. For whatever, there could be multiple reasons for that. So you're not going to get a 90% accuracy every reading that a medium does, that's for sure. So there is variation. And I did some readings with some mediums that weren't so good. You know, these, I wrote about the ones that stood out because those are the ones that are interesting. But they're not always, you might go to a medium, somebody might recommend to you a medium that they said was absolutely incredible for them, and you might go and find it was absolutely meaningless for you. Can't predict.
You really can't, and I think you connect with some people just like you do in everyday life, and each medium has a specific gift. You know, some mediums are better at listening and picking up things audibly. Some people can see things, and so it's always interesting too to know the different types of mediums that you're dealing with and their specific gifts.
I agree. Yeah, you can't predict, and again, you can't also understand what the process is, whether they're dealing with their own psychic abilities or whether they actually are connecting with your dead loved person, loved one. There's just no way to know also to prove it one way or the other. And the best research we can do is to do very controlled experiments that show that they can get accurate information. And then we can ask them to try to explain to us how they know that this information is coming from a deceased person as opposed to from their own psychic abilities. And that's beyond that, there's not too much more studies that can be done except to look at their brains. That's an interesting area of study, is to look at the brains of their mediums while they're doing readings.
We'll talk more about that in scientific research into life after death. Leslie Kane, Jean Steinberg, Erica Lukes. You're in.
The Paracast.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know, the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-763-5999. That's harvestright.com or 800-763-5999.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
For three more segments, and also Erica Lukes will be giving some more questions from our listeners, so Leslie Kane. So look into all sorts of possibilities here. Now, you mentioned the two mediums that impressed you, said things that just seemed uncanny. Did you get an overall batting average on how well they did? Was it just a couple of flashes in the pan, or was it really, really consistently high?
It was consistently high for both of them. And there are some systematic ways of analyzing what they tell you. First of all, you record it so you can write down everything and you can rate each point that they make as being accurate or semi-accurate or wrong or unknown. You know, there's a whole way of rating the information and then getting a percentage. And both of these mediums had very high percentages for me. So I did use techniques that have been developed by people who study mediums to analyze the readings that I got. So they were, but that's not, as I said, that's not always the way it works. But I was fortunate enough to have two very outstanding readings where I'd say they were 85 to 95% accurate, which is very high.
So it is. Erica, any more questions from listeners?
You know what? There was another question, and I'm sorry I'm having internet issues right now, but the question that stood out to me with regard to mediums was, do some of these mediums experience negative effects when they're dealing with this? And I'm going to elaborate a little bit on this, but, you know, when you talk about being psychic or kind of opening yourself up to some of these lower realms, lower level entities, energies, did you find that that was any of these mediums that you worked with? Did they have any way to protect themselves, or did that even enter into their picture?
That's a really interesting question. I never asked them about that, actually. The two that I interviewed, I never asked them that question. And I've never heard them express that that happened to them either. And Laura Lynn Jackson has written a book, which I've read, and she didn't express any issues with that either. So I don't know. I'm assuming that that must be an issue for some of the mediums who open themselves up to this. They have to protect themselves. But I don't know anything about it, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's an interesting question. And I think that people that I have worked with in any realm, the paranormal, some of these sorts of things, I have friends that are quite gifted intuitives and mediums. And, you know, they talk a lot about that and needing to, especially when you're empathetic, really drawing barriers so you're not taking on other people's negativity or something that we don't really have an understanding of. So it's a question.
It is. It's an interesting question.
So it goes. What do you think scientists ought to be doing to try to nail down this phenomenon and get some answers, or is it even possible?
Well, it's such a great question. I don't think it's possible to prove that we survive death. No matter what scientists do, I doubt that that's possible. But I think that, first of all, I wish the scientists, there was more curiosity among them, that I wish that they were more accepting of the fact that these phenomena even occur, which many of them aren't. And of course, the ones that are, as some of the ones who I mentioned earlier in this program, you know, some of these great, great medical doctors, cardiologists, psychologists, philosophers who have devoted themselves to studying this very scientifically have done great work and made great contributions. Dr. Ian Stevenson, for instance, a psychiatrist from University of Virginia. But I think the general attitude of the scientific community is that these things just don't exist. I mean, that's the bottom line for a lot of people. And to even just get the point across that these kinds of, you know, psychic powers, for instance, that mediums have, for instance, and that's just one component of the kind of information that I bring forward in my book, but any of it, that it even exists is the first step. It's just like with UFOs. I mean, a lot of the purpose of my book was to just make the point that the phenomenon is real, and here's how we know it. Same thing with this. The phenomena that occur are real, and how to interpret them is another question, but scientists won't even accept the reality of psychic abilities in human beings. And to me, it's so obvious when you've experienced them yourself, as I have. It's just absurd.
Well, and I think, too, you know, you have to ask, you look at a really, truly gifted doctor, you know, in the emergency room. I mean, a lot of times, yes, he has his training, but what really saves his life, and sometimes you'll hear or a patient's life, is their ability to react in a split second and use their intuitive abilities to do what's needed. And so when you really press people and you ask the right questions, even somebody who might think that this is something to kind of laugh off, has an experience in their lives. You know, a lot of people that are in the emergency responders, I mean, they use intuition. We should all use intuition. And so then you just have to wonder how we can get that taken a little bit further and then get funding to do good research. And that's the million-dollar question. How do we obtain funding?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of this stuff can't really be studied in the laboratory. That's part of the problem, too, because scientists like to take things into the laboratory and then repeat them. That's the scientific method. They have to be repeated and shown to be true. And for instance, physical mediumship, it's something that you just can't take a physical medium into a lab and say, perform. You know, they have to be in the right kind of environment with the right people and the right, et cetera, et cetera. And so this is another difficulty for people who do want to study this. The subject matter is not something that's cold and clinical. But that being said, if some of these scientists just themselves sat down with some of these mediums, I think they'd be hard-pressed to deny the reality of psychic abilities. I mean, that's such a basic thing. It's not to say, if they want to deny the reality of the afterlife, that's fine, but they still have to deal with the phenomena that actually take place. And these phenomena, if they're generated by human beings, are extraordinary. And so far, science doesn't accept them as real.
Or do they? Because you look at, you know, you look at Russell Targ and some of the work that has been done and commissioned by the government, you know, and so there are people that do take it seriously, and I think that it has been studied in a controlled setting, but that's, you know, of course that's kind of compartmentalized, it's something that we won't necessarily have a lot of information about, but it has been done, so hopefully it will.
Done by individuals like him. And, yeah, they did studies on remote viewing and within the government. They got some interesting material, but it just doesn't go far enough.
No.
You know, it just doesn't. It hasn't broken through the barrier of contemporary thinking, you know, about who people are and what they can do. I mean, it's something that's considered sort of on the fringe or, you know, very, very considered with skepticism by the scientific community in general. I mean, it's not part of the integrated reality that science works with.
And we're going to do our break now, and I should tell our listeners, Dr. Russell Targ was a guest on the PowerCast on March 10th, 2013, so you could download the show and listen to it and make your own conclusions. We have Leslie Kane, Erica Lukes, Gene Steinberg. You're in
the PowerCast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate,
Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
This is Micah Hanks of the Grayling Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Well, I'm not remote viewing anything now. The thing, Leslie Kane, that I've wondered about remote viewing is the precision is lacking. Even when experiments are done and they seem to show evidence of something going on, it's not consistent enough or of a high level of accuracy that you need, especially if you want to do remote spying.
Yeah, I mean, I have to tell you, I didn't study remote viewing because it doesn't have anything to do with the question of whether we survive death or not. And I had to really restrict my focus when I was researching this book. It does deal with the question of what kind of psychic capacity do people have, but it doesn't deal with the question of survival past death. So it isn't something I've really studied. Unfortunately, so I can't comment on it.
What about near-death experiences? It's like we're almost getting there, but we don't, then we'll come back or we'll pull back or whatever. But do we see any resemblances to what they go through and what mediums produce?
Well, I think it's interesting. I think we do see resemblance between what near-death experiencers encounter, what people at end-of-life encounter, what we call intermission memories, which are memories that young children have of their time before they were born. So we do see similarities in terms of people's journeys, what they interpret to be journeys into this other realm. And I think that's a really important point to show those similarities, and I've done that in the book. And I think the other thing that's really interesting to me about the near-death experience studies, which I know a lot of people know a lot about near-death experiences, but I was interested to discover the work of Sam Parnia, who is also somebody you might have had on the show or would like to have on the show. He actually has renamed it the actual death experience. He's an expert in resuscitation science here in New York at the Stony Brook Institute, and he has discovered that people can be dead for hours and still be resuscitated. And as far as he's concerned, these people are actually dead. They die, but then they're able to come back. some of them come back and talk about near-death experiences. So for him, these are actual death experiences, and he believes that this is what all of us will experience when we die. It's just that most of us, because of what happens in the brain when you're dead for 2 hours, say, you don't have the capacity to necessarily remember it. That's why most people don't remember it. So I find it really interesting that this person who is so close to the science of resuscitation, who's an expert on it, has come to the conclusion that these experiences are actual journeys by dead people into this other realm, and he's completely convinced of that. So that he doesn't think the term near death really makes any sense. And I like that. I like calling them actual death experiences. I think it makes, you know, it gives more validity to the experience of what people describe. So I think that's an interesting perspective. And I encourage people to look up his work. It's really fascinating. His name's Sam Parnia, P-A-R-N-I-A.
Or I guess you can call it a temporary death experience.
Yeah, I guess that's true, too. Yeah. The way he looks at it is they're not near death. They're dead. That's the way he looks at it. Because he's seen the corpses. He's talking about, and we give some cases in the book of corpses. You know, a child that was dead for 2 hours, another woman who died in the forest and was dead for 2 or 3 hours, and they recover and they're completely normal, but they were actually dead for that time, as far as he's concerned.
I suppose if you flatline for 5 minutes, you were dead for 5 minutes.
Yeah, but I think the longer it is, the more difficult it is for people to accept that somebody can actually come back. But yeah, I mean, you have to ask, when do you draw that line of between being actually dead and being just unconscious? I mean, the science of that is, I'm sure, complicated.
Okay, so if near-death experiences are really temporary death experiences, we go back to what I was talking about earlier, the concept that UFO abductions might have parallels with near-death experiences. So what does that make the UFO abduction experience?
I bet you can answer that better than I can, Gene.
I can't. But that's the point. If it's similar, it means the same mechanism is affecting both. The person who had the abduction temporarily died?
I mean, who says that the people who has the abduction are dead? I don't know. I thought they were fully conscious and were physically removed from their beds and taken onto a ship and then brought back.
Of course. I so just wonder, though, and this is something I guess that has always been difficult to investigate, what we'd see during this period in under which they're somewhere else. So someone is telling us they were aboard a spaceship. They were taken out of their bedrooms. If we actually had a camera running, and that's always been the problem with UFO abductions, because sometimes the camera is mysteriously turned off. Something always happens, but we never see the correlation. While they are being abducted, are they actually still here at the same time?
Right. So you're suggesting maybe they leave their bodies and they, when they're abducted, but if all these physical things are done to their bodies while they're in the spaceship, as they report, it seems like their bodies are involved. They must be physically missing. I think there are cases where the person is physically missing while they're being abducted.
Right. And I think many researchers, though, have brought up the fact that there could be two things at play, the physical abduction and then more of a mental abduction. So I think it's curious. But I think also, too, Gene, with the parallels between UFOs and NDEs, I mean, it seems like once you have a near-death experience that your life changes, you become more intuitive, you become more concerned about nature, about the planet. You also perhaps might have more paranormal or UFO experiences. And so there is kind of a common thread. It opens you up to something. And that is definitely something, an area to study. And I know that people are looking into the correlations.
The thing I always wondered also, when we look at this, when you talk to people who see UFOs, and this has been one of the bugaboos, certain organizations that shall go unnamed are very busy writing down the UFO experience. But they don't look into the background of the witness. Did anything happen before or after that UFO was seen? What about their background? It never gets investigated, so there might be a lot of data out there we never receive.
Exactly. And that's important. I mean, I think your emotional state, what childhood traumas, I mean, there are many different things that you need to research. It's not just an isolated incident, you know, a 10-minute sighting, and that's all you're looking at. It's a complex puzzle.
Sounds like one of the arguments I've had with people who are involved in certain organizations. Why don't you ask that question? And the international director of that certain organization listened but said they don't do it now. I wonder if he even understood the need for it. And that's an interesting thing, too, Leslie, when you were doing your UFO research. Did you make an effort then to look into the backgrounds of the people who saw these things?
Yeah, to some extent. I mean, so many people that I was dealing with were established military people, people that were not new to the field, such as someone like Colonel Charles Holt. I certainly knew a lot about his background before I even talked to him. But obviously it's very important, and it is important to know whether they've had other experiences as well as the one you happen to be dealing with in the moment. I mean, to me, that seems like a critical question to be asked of any witness. So I would think that would be important. And maybe the investigators you're talking about are afraid of somehow alienating, for lack of a better word, or distancing the witness or frightening the witness away by asking them a lot of questions that the witness may feel, oh, my God, they're going to think I'm crazy or something. Maybe it's got to do with that. I don't know.
I think that there are some great issues with that. I also think, too, when you're coming from a place of looking for data and trying to convince the mainstream, you also have to just give them what is palatable for them. So perhaps that's another reason why we don't go much beyond the initial sighting.
We got more to come. Final segment with Leslie Kane. Our guest co-host is Erica Lukes. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo Tote Bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads are responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, of course, I would think, Leslie Kane, that if that kind of question was on the table, the investigator would be careful and wouldn't overload the witness with the questions, would ask a few questions to open the door, and if the door wasn't open, just move beyond it.
That's true. I mean, you have to know how to build up the trust of that person. You may have to go back a number of times and get to know them and make them feel safe in talking about these things. I mean, every witness is so different, and even seeing a UFO is not always something wonderful for a person. And so I think you just have to be very sensitive, any investigator does, to the state of mind of the person they're interviewing. And at the same time, you've got to do your job. You just have to find a way to do it that makes the witness feel comfortable. Anyway, it's difficult when you're dealing with people who have had unusual experiences. It can be a complicated process, and they can feel very vulnerable in talking about it.
With your book, you've opened a lot of doors, Leslie Kane. Where do you plan on going to from here? Is there going to be a sequel?
Jean, I feel like I've just gotten started with this book, to tell you the truth. It was a journey. It was an exploration for me. I wished I'd had a couple more years before concluding the book. So really, I just want to keep studying and learning and exploring the material that's in my book and getting it out there to people. I can't even think beyond that at this point. Sorry. You know, I'll be involved with this book for quite a while before I could conceive of doing anything else.
How did your life or expectations change from the point you started the book to the time that you submitted it to the publisher?
I never would have expected to have been so personally affected by it and to have experienced what I did. I knew I would probably go to some mental mediums. I mean, that would certainly was going to happen, and that's something anybody can do. But I never expected that I would have such extraordinary experiences with physical mediumship or with after-death communications, which were both components of the book. So it turned out to be more of a personal journey than I might have expected, mixed in with the research. I mean, I'd say the research is certainly four-fifths of the book or three-fifths of the book. And it's very engaging. It's not dry or anything like that. So I'm very engaged with the whole thing. But that was the main thing that I didn't expect, I think, was how personal the whole thing would become and how personally involved I would become with these direct experiences that I never expected to have. It was like a gift was handed to me at the right time. The timing was perfect. Not that I was very unhappy to lose my brother, of course, but the fact that he died when I began researching this book, and then I had these experiences of connection with him, the timing of everything kind of worked out beautifully. It was just all very unexpected.
And it's wonderful that you could have these profound personal experiences. I think sometimes, you know, we try to get taken so seriously with science, and there's certain things that we just, I guess, have to understand are, like you say, personal experiences that can never be proven beyond a reasonable doubt, but you just cherish them as a beautiful experience for you.
Exactly, and you have to interpret them in your own way as well and find your own meaning in them, which I did, but I've also been very analytical of them in the book and you know, looked at the different things, the different ways they can be explained. That, to me, was also an interesting process. I feel kind of vulnerable, to tell you the truth, because I'm a journalist, and journalists don't usually talk about the kinds of things that happened to me in this book. I mean, they don't usually mix that in with research. And I feel like I've sort of taken a risk by doing that, but I also feel it makes for a more interesting book for people to read. And I hope that people understand I really am objective. They really can trust me. You know, when I report on something that happened to me, I use the same standards of rigor and factual analysis and factual reporting that I use for everything else that I do. And I hope that people realize that they can trust me. I'm not making things up. That might allow them to be able to more easily accept these experiences as being real just because of the nature of the way I approach things. So I'm hoping that might be a gift that I can give to people also.
Erica, we have any unanswered questions in our question bank that we could look into before we let Leslie leave the building? we have this seatbelt that we kind of hold her in place when we do this. We try to make it comfortable. And we don't use Takata airbags.
I haven't needed an airbag so far.
Takata airbags, by the way, folks, is that brand that has made defective airbags in millions of cars.
Right.
And, of course, you never know because there's no big sign saying, your airbag is made by Takata, change it, or it may not go off when you have that accident.
Yeah, you've got to ask. You've got to find out if you own a car.
Well, they know by serial number. You know, if they look up the serial number, they'll figure it out. Erica, any more questions? Oh, her internet is down. All right, so she sent me that, her smartphone. All right, let's just continue. Like, she's still there, and we pretend that she's still there. And anyway, to continue what we're talking about here, and this is kind of changed your life, do you think, you know, it's a common image here. We don't want to be the negative person here. It's a common image here that the possibility of an afterlife is less credible than the possibility of UFOs. Has that in any way impacted you at all?
Yeah, I mean, I would think that I would say it this way. I think the possibility of an afterlife is less credible than the physical phenomenon of UFOs, than the data, which is radar, witness, you know, official documentation, the kind of data that I present in my book. But I think that the phenomena of the survival question are just as real as the UFOs are real. So the phenomena that occur in the seance room, the memories that children have, the near-death experiences, the actual things that happen are absolutely real. But like UFOs, it's the question of what they are and how you interpret them that is still open for debate. And that's true with the survival question. Do these things show that we survive death, or are they products of some kind of psychic ability that is so sophisticated that we have no idea what it's about? It's limitless. All the theories that have been proposed explain it. So I think in both cases, we have phenomena that we know are real, but it's the interpretation of them that is still the question that's hard to resolve. And that applies to the question of survival as well. But I also feel that the data, that the stories and the information I present in my book is highly suggestive of the reality of survival after death, highly suggestive that this could be real and people can make up their own minds, just like the UFO phenomenon certainly suggests an extraterrestrial visitor. So to me, they're sort of comparable in that way. I hope that makes sense.
Leslie Kane, please tell our listeners if they have more questions and want to know more about your research into the afterlife, where do they check you out?
Thanks, Jean. I would love for people to come to my website, which is survivingdeathcane.com. That's my last name, K-E-A-N. And from there, you can link to my Facebook page, or just go directly to my Facebook page. I have very lively discussions on that page with people. I'm very involved with it and active, and we can have conversations and ask questions and discussions and all kinds of things. I post all my media appearances there. I'll be posting this interview there. I really love interaction with people who are interested in this topic. Again, my website is survivingdeathcane.com. It also makes it very easy for you to buy the book if you want to buy it. And it's available in audiobook, which is read by me, by the way. It's also available in Kindle and in hard copy. So I really hope to hear from people who have been listening today.
You can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. Look for two official Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. Look for After the Paracast. It's the second radio show we do. And it's available only if you subscribe to the Paracast Plus. To learn more, get all the simple sign directions, go to plus, P-L-U-S dot, theparacast.com, plus dot, theparacast.com. You also get a commercial-free version of this show where we remove 41 minutes of the network ads. Better quality audio and the After the Paracast podcast, special selected items from Paul Kimball's Other Side of Truth, and more, plus dot, theparacast.com. Also want to thank Erica Lukes for dropping in as the guest co-host when Chris was on special assignment. Leslie, so happy to have you back on the show. Thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
Thanks, Gene. It's been great. Thank you.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.